This is Show Me Today, and we are being joined by BJ Tanksley. He is the new Director of Broadband Development for the entire state of Missouri. BJ, thanks for joining us, and this is a new gig.
Yes, thank you for having me. Been here just a few weeks now. I think today is the day 10, so excited to be joining the DED team and really excited for the opportunity that we have in front of us with the governor offering a $400 million plan to invest in the state of Missouri. Really a great opportunity and exciting time to be involved in all things broadband in the state.
You came from Missouri Farm Bureau, so you know a lot about rural Missouri.
Most recently worked for Missouri Farm Bureau. Mm-hmm. I was state legislative director for them, and where we obviously advocated on behalf of agriculture issues, but also spent a lot of time advocating for what we call kind of rural economic development, like what do we do to make rural Missouri strong? And one of those number one issues was broadband. Knowing about the lack of access, which isn't just a rural issue, but the lack of access is all across the state, and it was an issue of top priority for us. You know, it was really interesting in those times to be a part of developing the Office of Broadband. We were one of the first groups advocating for we needed an Office of Broadband in the state to really have a hub to make sure we were focused on increasing access across the state and all the other issues that come along with it. So it's been fun to be a part of the conversation and now to dive in with both feet and really get started.
Well, the state's been working on it. It's been a priority, I believe, to this governor. And how did you feel about the infrastructure package, the new Infrastructure Act? That's going to give you a big leg up too, right?
Yeah, with the governor offering $400 million in ARPA funding in this year's budget, that's really a great investment. You know, the state has made investments through different acts throughout the years. We did about $3 million of a grant program a couple years ago, used some funding from the first stimulus package a couple even in the last year. But then to really make a huge investment like this is a chance to make a lasting impact. You know, $250 million in infrastructure, that's really going to make a difference across the state. That's a big number. Broadband's expensive, but we hope to really make a lasting impact with that, of making sure we're reaching some of those people that otherwise wouldn't be reached. You know, this is about trying to get access to a lot of new people and making sure that we're making a big impact. We're also looking to spend $30 million on cell towers. You know, a lot of our citizens spend are reliant on cell coverage to access the internet, to be connected, and a lot of our rural areas don't have great cell coverage. So we're going to try to incentivize cell towers in areas that don't have great service, and then also looking at the adoption side of broadband, where we're proposing to spend $30 million on broadband affordability, helping get service to people that otherwise may not be able to afford it, and then $30 million on digital literacy, a campaign of trying to really bridge that gap between access and actual adoption. You know, it's not just about having, you know, an internet connection, but also being able to fully utilize it. From kind of the DED standpoint, we want to make sure that our citizens are using it for telehealth access and education and, you know, economic development opportunities, and really think that by diving into that, those aspects, we're really going to fully utilize the power that comes with being connected. So we're really excited about that. And then there's also included in that about $10 million in broadband capacity. Mm-hmm. And that's about trying to bring some new tools to the office and to the state to allow us to really get smart about where we're making these investments. We're looking at doing a statewide address level broadband mapping. Really excited about what that can do for us. And then also included in that capacity piece is some assistance for cities, towns, and locations to help them with their broadband planning, to allow us to really be a service to the state and help people when they're saying, hey, we're an area that doesn't have access, and then we can have people that can actually go help them, not necessarily solve all the problems, but be able to help them ask the right questions and then try to get moving in the right direction. So really excited about what we can do here. There's a lot of opportunities, obviously a lot of competing interest, but we're really excited about the impact we can have with this major investment.
And just to be clear, the DED, the Department of Economic Development, isn't getting to the cell phone business and the internet business. This money is to incentivize private companies to expand, right?
That's exactly right. These will all be done through competitive grant processes to really try to meet as many people as possible by really incentivizing deployment into areas that otherwise wouldn't be. Yeah, we have no interest in being in the broadband or cell service game, but we really want those who are to see if we can incentivize getting out there to the rest of Missouri. Yeah, that's exactly right.
BJ Tanksley joining us on Show Me today. He's the new director of broadband development for the state of Missouri. And BJ, some people think that having the internet as a luxury where you get on social media and you play games, but that's not really the case, is it?
No, at this point, you know, it's much more of a utility than that. It's not necessarily about entertainment, although everyone should have access to the same possibilities. But it's about more than that. It's about telehealth and education, economic development opportunities. You know, the line I like to say is, if you have a strong connection, you can be connected to the greatest healthcare and education and economic development opportunity. But without that connection, you're going to be kind of left behind. And we always said that, you know, as long as all of the states doing, it takes all of the state to make the state do well. So I think it's important that we make sure everyone's connected.
And BJ, you mentioned the word utility. Do you think broadband should be a utility?
You know, I think that's a very complicated conversation. It really is when it comes to the utility versus not. I just think it's more of a necessity than it ever was. You know, we may be too far down the line in the competitive game to ever get to the utility, you know, like the control that comes with being considered a utility. But I do think in everyday life it is a necessity at this point.
I know it is in my life.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so what's the next big step for DED in making this happen?
One of the next steps that we're going to be taking here is trying to add some team members. If you know anybody that's interested in helping out with this great process that we're all going to be a part of, we're really looking to add some team members over the next month or so. And then you'll start to see, well, we got to get the legislation passed. And as soon as we get legislative approval, we'll start rolling with grant programs, starting with the infrastructure plan. That $250 million, we hope to run several rounds of grants with that. And so you'll start to see announcements of that early in the spring, hoping to announce the solid program in July with awards going out in the fall. That's kind of the timeline we're looking at. But first and foremost, we've got to get a solid team here to help roll all of this and then really start building out to start making connections.
And BJ, what kind of people are you looking for?
Yeah, it'd be great to have people that are energetic and excited about really helping to bridge this gap. You know, it's an awesome opportunity. We're going to get to impact a lot of lives. It'd be great if there were people that had interest in broadband itself, but we're going to have a lot of skill sets that we can help reach people with. So if there's anybody interested, they can contact us here at Department of Economic Development, because that is goal number one for me, is build out this team so that we can really make a lasting impact.
We'll put a link to your site and the hiring site on our site at MissouriNet.com. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay, BJ, thank you very much for joining us.
That was great. Thank you for having me.
This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri.